Rabbi Yisai, so we're continuing here in the Shar HaTshuva of the Chayvus Levavos, and we were learning here in the third perek about the Seidus, the preparation for doing tshuva. How does one get in the tshuva mode? And to repeat, to review for a moment, he says the tshuva is only shayach after a person is absolutely clear on the following seven principles. If you don't have these seven principles clear and organized in your mind, you can't do tshuva properly. And the first one was that a person has to know for sure that he did an aveira. We cannot pussyfoot around it. We cannot be sweet to ourselves. We got to be very honest and clear that we did an aveira. As David HaMelech says, "Ki pshoya ani eda v'chatosi negdi tomit." I know my sins, and not only that, I don't forget them, they're in front of me all the time. All the time. Like Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, the Medrash says, the Rambam brings down Vayikra, that he poshut after the Chet Egel, wherever he went, he saw a dmus, he saw a picture of a calf, a golden calf, wherever he went. The man was obsessed with his Chet, he couldn't forget it for one second. Chatosi negdi tomid, he didn't, instead of excusing himself and trying to downgrade the chait. As a matter of fact, Aaron saw it with a greater intensity all the time. So that's the biggest maniyah, the tshuva, is that we excuse ourselves too quickly and we forget. And we should know not stam that it was naveir. It's not enough just to say, well, yes, I did it. But we should also color it in. The second ruling says that a person should know that it was ugly. It was an ugly thing, the sin. Like it says, Shlomo says in Mishnah, a person who repeats his chatoyim is kekelev shav el keo, kach ksil shav alivalto, like a dog or an animal regurgitates, it's disgusting, regurgitates its food, and then re-eats it. That's how disgusting it is. That's how disgusting it is in the eyes of Hashem. Every time we do an aveira, and repeat an aveira, we do it again and again and again. So it's not enough to know it. You have to visualize in our mind that it's very disgusting. Number three, a person has to have it clear in his mind that it's guaranteed that we will be punished for our aveiros. There will definitely be a punishment for our aveiros. The aveira, there will be an onesh, and unless you know for sure there's going to be an onesh, there's nothing to regret. You have to know it for sure. There's definitely going to be a punishment. It's bor. There's no question about it. Hashem is not forgetting about it. Hashem is not just forgiving it. Hashem is going to definitely take retribution. No question about it. Hashem will take retribution. Number four, you should know that not stam Hashem is going to take retribution. And not stam Hashem is not going to forget. And Hashem is not going to forgive one iota. Unless there's tshuva, Hashem's not going to forgive one iota. You should know that it's written down, and Hashem's looking at it all the time. As it says in the Torah, "Malo kamos imadi chasum bo tzrosoi." It is in the Shira Sazino. Hashem says, "It might be secret, but it's in my ledger, and it's sealed in my treasury." So the same treasury where Hashem has good things, Hashem also has very strong hard drive with all the computer evidence. It's impervious to any viruses. It can't be erased. And not only that, Eov, it says in Sefer Eov, V'yad kol adam yachtoim, every single one of us signs on the chait. L'daz kol anshei maaseyu. And the Gemara says that who is made on the person sins. The Gemara says in Tainus that lasad lavoi, the walls of our house, that secret little room we did our aveiros, no one's watching, the walls will come to testify, our computer will come to testify, everything, our clothing will testify in the chait we did, and not only that, our own neshamas will testify. That means to say that the minute we do an aveira, we have indelibly etched into our neshama. We stabbed ourselves. It's like we mamish slashed our wrists. We don't realize that we slashed our own wrists. We're bleeding. Our neshama is bleeding forever. So there's a lot of life on the neshama, so we haven't died yet. But it's a slow death. So that's a pshat that biyad kalolim yachtoim. We are signed and sealed on our own chait, because everything we touch and everything we come in contact with and everything that's our essence has been tainted by the chait. It's been tainted by the chait, as if we mamish stamp all the place. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. Everything, our house, our possessions, our clothing, our body, our soul is forever tainted with that taint, and it's indelible. Remember once in the yeshiva, used to have a problem. There was a boy, somebody was stealing. Couldn't figure out who was stealing. All the rooms, it's very common. You live in dormitories, there's a thief around. So the idea was, this is a long time ago, that they put this blue powder, this famous blue powder around, that anybody, they put out money, they put out bait, and they put this invisible blue, the powder on it, actually it was invisible powder, on the money. But once you touch that powder, it got in your hands, you got blue. And there was no way you could wash the stuff off. This stuff, you couldn't get rid of this blue. And that's how they caught the guy. You can't rub it off. It's there, it's on his hands. It was, mamish, there's no way, you can't deny it. It's all over your hands, it's there. You can't wash it off. Every time we've done a veir, there's no way to wash it off. There's no way, only tshuva. Only tshuva can wash it off, nothing else but tshuva washes it off. V'yad kol adam yachtom. That's it. Unless we have the ways of tshuva, it's not going to work. Prayer, it's a very nice tefillah. You're a wonderful person. You gave some tzedakah, but you should know that all your tzedakah is tainted with this aveir. So don't fool yourself for a second. You're a different person. I'm a different person. If the aveir, we're different people. And again, it's not just those big aveir. It's not talking about the real big aveir you did last time you embezzled $50,000 or you did some other major aveir. It's about the little stuff you think is little. The last time you ate without a bracha, or you made no bracha, or you gobbled the bracha. Every time, last time you had a bad thought, bad word, lashon hara, everything. Last time you said something nasty, you opened a nose dvarim, you hurt somebody. You hurt your wife, you hurt your kids, you hurt your friend with a nasty word. It's there forever. It's tainting every time you daven. Hashem, I can't hear this guy davening, you know. Hashem is very smart. He can fragment the prayer and hears the prayer, but he also hears all the noise of all our nasty words and all of our lashon hara and all the schmutz and all the profanities and all the curses and all the other stuff. Hashem hears that too, so the prayer is netazoi mekubal to the Rabbanu Shalom. And there's only one way to clean up our act. The only way is with tshuva. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing can do it. Nothing can clean up our act. There's no other soap. There's no other cleanser. Tzedakah's not going to do it either. Tzedakah's not going to do it either. You got to do tshuva. Tshuva. Tzedakah's a part of tshuva, perhaps. But got to do tshuva with all the klalim of our tshuva are done. And you should know that nothing is ever forgotten. How old you are, not forgotten. Not yesterday's sins. We'd love to forget yesterday's. We forgot already from this early morning. Yeah, yesterday's, not a month ago, not a year ago, not 50 years ago. It's all written down. It's all written down. And unless we remember that, it's not going to help. And the person now, he says, the pleasure that we had from the sin should turn bitter in our mouths right now. The pleasure, the sweetness, the ziskai of the aveira should now turn into something bitter, a bitter pill inside of us. And a person has to be ready, he says, the seventh recite of tshuva is, a person should mechazik himself, I know it's going to be hard to do tshuva, I'm going to have to give up some things, I'm going to have to stop, you know, maybe I should stop, I got to stop someplace, I'm such all running after food. The reason I make bracha so fast is because I'm just so hungry all the time, I'm such a voluptuous eater, I'm such a raven, as I get so, I got maybe even the things that are mutter, like we learned in the Chavos Levavos, remember Shara Precious, maybe it's time I should, one thing I love so much, maybe it's the end of ice cream for me. Maybe no more ice cream. For good. That's it. Me and ice cream are in the outs. Nothing particularly trade but ice cream. It's not worth anything else. Maybe me and chocolate. Chocolate, I get meshuggah when I eat chocolate, and I eat one, and two, and three, and five. So maybe from now on, one thing in my life, I have to start with maybe what's mutter. I gotta get a handle on myself. No more chocolate. Can you imagine? Whoa. That's a bitter pill. But once you get a handle on chocolate, then you get a handle on a lot of things. Because the insight of tshuva is that either we have ourselves in hand or we don't have ourselves in hand. That's the difference. Either we're disciplined, bridled people or we're undisciplined, wild people. And usually the thrust of our life is wild. and it's coming to us, because we like to be wild. We like to be wild, especially that's why this is the worst gullus. You understand, this is why we're today in the worst gullus ever. Because the whole Yisar of the Eitzar, gets us when it's wild. This is called gullus Edom, or Seir. Eitzar is called Seir, the hairy one. Seir is cognate with the word Sar. Sar, Sin Ayin Reish. Sar means a storm. Because just like hair is wild, hair naturally is all over the place, it's wild, it's all intertwined, it's wild, you don't see one here, you see a lot of here, it's all intertwined. So Sar is a storm, everything is, it's a tumult, there's a wind that's blowing, everything is all over the place, it's all over the place, no specific things, when it's a whirlwind, when it's a tempest, you don't see things clearly. It's a tumult, and when it gets a tumult, you can't think straight. And that's why this gullus is the worst gullus ever, because we're in gullus Edom, which is Seir, Sa'ar, that we're meshuggah, that we don't even think straight anymore. We're so tzutumel in our daily lives, with business, with obligations, with this, with that. My goodness, there's so much going on. We have no yishuv adas whatsoever. It's total behola, which is the first curse, netoicha behola, behola. And we beg every day in davening, we should put a lot of koyach, and we say, Leman la nigal or rik, v'la nele la behola. We say in the volatzian, Leman la nigal or rik, we shouldn't toil for naught and give birth to behola, to tumul, to tempest. Our lives are tempestuous, and we can't think straight. We can't even can't focus. This is wrong, and that, this is right, and this is wrong, and this is right, and this is wrong. So his mom was like Rav Meir Shapiro said when he came to America, he said, in America, they know how to make kiddush, but they don't know how to make havdalah. So you're valdik. They make kiddush. Yeah, this is great. This is a great cause. I'll give tzedakah this cause. It's gavaltik. I'll do this. I'll do that. But in America, they don't know how to make havdalah, that this is right and this is wrong. This is a good cause. No, and this is a great cause. They don't understand the difference. At tzedakah, just throw money at something. You don't think twice. The guy comes. You don't think twice. You got to think twice. You got to give tzedakah, but you got to think. So in America, there's kiddush. It's like a fifth of art. They're looking for Kedusha, but they don't know how to make Havdalah. They don't know, this is the standards, there's priorities, there's this, and there's a right, there's a good way to do it, a wrong way, a right way, this is good, this is better, this is best, and there's Havdalah, there's gradations, and there's different levels. This is the klala of this door. It's Golas Seir, and we're in the deepest Golas ever. And we're so tzutumul. We have no yishuv adas whatsoever. We are confused, wild people. And when a person is wild, then the Yetzer has his hands on us. Then the Yetzer can do anything he wants with us. When it's wild, the Yetzer is there. The Yetzer is called is Seir. And the Rabbanu Shalom Dafke is done as tzadikav kechut hasara. The Rabbanu Shalom is makbid kechut hasara. The same word, sa'ar and sa'ara. It's always like that. It's the opposite. It's great and it's terrible. One here represents absolute accuracy and precision, following halachic standards, following Torah standards with precision. That's kechut hasara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktikim tzadikav kechut hasara. The Rabbanu Shalom is scrupulous and demanding and very accurately judging and demanding of a tzadik down to the hair's breadth. And it's proverbial, the learning Gemara is splitting hairs, and that's what it is. It is splitting hairs. It's even less than a hair's breadth, because that's what learning Torah is all about, that we want to be very specific and precise. Everything has a value. Every word, every thought, every look we know is under the Hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's giving us the strength, this very nanosecond, to just shake my hand right now, and we have to be mafkin kechut asar, is this well spent shaking my hand right now? Is it the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing? Maybe it's too dramatic. Everything has to be judged kechut hasara. And the Yetzer Hara is dafka sa'ara. He is the storm and the tempest of the hairs all together, not being combed out straight and braided, so to speak, but rather to tumult, everything intertwined, interlocked, and you have the dreadlocks of the devil. As the agents of the devil, everything is all to tumult, nothing is separated out. This is this and this is that. So he says that we have to mechazik ourselves at tsar. To be medaktik on ourselves, gechut tsar, to think before every word. To think before we put, let's just think before we put tefillin on. Did we think for 2 seconds? Did we make the bracha on tefillin proper this morning? Do we think about the bracha on the tefillin? Do we think about the bracha al mitzvah tefillin? Did we think on every kricha, every time we wrapped everyone around our arm, that everything is supposed to think when you put on tefillin? Do we even know he's supposed to think about tefillin? Do we have everything that's in? We said kriyishma, every word. Did we say Shuk of the Zimmer, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kemayin Ma'is, like a person who's counting coins. Every word of Shuk of the Zimmer is like counting out a coin. So before you take a coin out of your pocket, so a quarter is also good, as I always tell you, if a person is just going around. But you give him a dolly, so you get 1 quarter, 2 quarters, 3 quarters, 4 quarters. You count each quarter. Give your kid his allowance. I don't think kids get quarters anymore, though. Yeah? Right? $5, $10, $15. You know, that's like more like today's allowances. But you're counting it out, and there's a cheshbon. That's how he says the daven. Every word is coming the most. It was medakta kachuta sara. So he says that a person, the seventh yisayid of tshuva, is that a person makes a achlata that I'm going to think and weigh what I'm doing and give it some thought. Last night there was a chlansa sefer Torah for the Heilig Hillel of a Rebbe, Moshe Mordechai Biederman, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha. So I didn't mention this, but I was thinking about him, going through some maises about his life. One maisa, Meredik about Moifis, Meredik a mensch, he didn't die that long ago. Meredik a Tzadik, Eved Hashem 724. So once, there was a younger man in Bnei Brak, he lived in Bnei Brak most of his life, a younger man, and the younger man, he very much wanted that the Shabbos licht should be on the table, the dining room table. His wife didn't want the Shabbos licht on the dining room table, got in her way, books of this, that, so she always lit the Shabbos licht in the kitchen. And he held this as a big bazillion, what do you mean, the kitchen? She says, I could use the extra light in the kitchen, and and I don't want it on the table. It gets in the way. It's problems. It's not good in the table. I want it in the kitchen. A small apartment. I want it in the kitchen. So the kids are, he was always fighting with her about this, and once Shabbos, she had the licht all set up. She lit them in the kitchen as usual, and she was a Kabbal Shabbos, so it's very, gewaltig. She lit, she's a Kabbal Shabbos already. After she lit on the kitchen table, he wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos yet, and he put the licht on the dining room table. She couldn't do anything about it. So, it's a real smart guy. So, comes back home from shul, Sameach for Tuv Leiv, he got it straight. This time he really proved his point. And lo and behold, the licht are back on the kitchen table. Oh boy. The man blows a fuse. Wow. Not stam. This is chilashah. He's tearing. This is, and he screams. He's just beside himself. He's screaming and ranting. Not stam, you defied me, but the mamash and Shabbos, you carried the licht from the dining room table to the kitchen table. This is war. This is it. Gefährlich. He blows up. He never is like atomic. And he just runs out of the house. It's over. I'm running. He just runs. He's out of here. He doesn't know where he's going. He's just running any which way. And he's running. And he's just walking. And he's lost. And as an hour goes by, he just can't go. That's it. This was it. This was like the deciding moment. And suddenly he passes by the Lel of the Rebbe's base medrash. And he sees that it's people are there. There's light and everything. So he goes, okay, instead of wandering around the street, I might as well sit down and just sit in the base medrash here and just catch my breath. He comes in, and the Rebbe didn't come to the tish yet, and then, just as he sits down, the Rebbe comes in, and the Rebbe sings Shalom Aleichem, and the Rebbe is about to make Kiddush. There's a huge crowd of people, and the Rebbe points at him, and he says, come over here, come here. Me? Yeah, come here, come here. And the Rebbe makes place, and he puts him, sits him down right next to him. The Rebbe's right. So, Kabbalah. Terrific. The Rebbe, I'm sitting down to the right, the hand of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Zetzach Avek, sit down right here. Yeah. And the Rebbe whispers in his ear and says, do you know the reason for Shabbos licht? What's the reason why you light Shabbos licht on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Shalom Bayis. The purpose of Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. So how could Shabbos bring to a churban bias, to a war in the house of Shabbos and Shalom bias? Go home! He ran back home. So we are very deluded people. The shame Shabbos licht, he went ahead and was about to destroy his entire house. So the Yisai says, the Chayv of the Vavis says that we have to know what's right and wrong. And we have to think and we have to realize that we should be mavchins. We should understand values. What's right? What the purpose of a mitzvah is? What the purpose of everything is? And we should know our aveir. The man did a terrible aveir. He thought the biggest mitzvah. This man thought he did the biggest mitzvah, and he really did the biggest aveir. So the side of tshuva, he says, is to understand our chatoyim, have them in front of us all the time, never forget them. As much tshuva as we did, to do more tshuva, and to realize that the separation from the chait is going to be painful, but it's kedai to do that journey, otherwise we'll never get to the Rebbe.